This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan Emord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
As we start today's episode of the Sacred Fire of Liberty, I don't know what we're going to do, Jonathan Emord. For some reason, somebody in the federal government wants to roll back these mandates to tell us how many calories are in menus at restaurants. I don't know how the American people are going to continue one day longer unless the federal government is telling them how much to eat.
Well, if we don't have the government dictating a rule that tells people how fat they're getting from the foods they're eating based on calorie counts, we're going to see the end of Western civilization.
Exactly, I know.
look, all of this is utter nonsense, having the government compel restaurants to expend the resources necessary to determine in their variable meals, mm-hmm. because in a restaurant, when you're cooking, it can't be exactly the same, calorie counts for all the foods. It's just a massive economic expense with no real benefit. Those who are calorie conscious will make sure that they can count the calories. And those restaurants that want to cater to those that eat a little bit, will do that. The market will take care of it on its own. There doesn't have to be a universal requirement for those who wish to eat foods that are laden with calories. They don't want to look at the calorie counts.
Well,
they want to buy the food and eat. They want their calories there. They want to grow and grow. They want to be big. They want to dominate the planet. They want to have their own gravity. Whatever it is, that's their freedom.
When they want to sit around the house, they want to sit around the house, right? Now,
they don't want the earth to rumble under them. They want to be able to have enough weight to prevent that. They want to be able to withstand an earthquake because they have the girth necessary to do it. Now, here's the thing, Robert. There is no reason why this should not be left to the marketplace. There's no pressing national security issue. There's no power in the Constitution that delegates to the federal government control over
the menu.
That's
what I was wanting to go to. Exactly that, Jonathan. What basis do they have to start dictating calorie counts on menus? I mean, is this the leftists are going to say, well, Donald Trump wants more obesity. That's obviously the case. I mean, it's like, where does the federal government have a role here? And don't tell me general welfare clause, because that's what everybody falls back. Not you, Jonathan.
So if you're Bloomberg, you say, okay, calories are not enough. I want to be able to remove from the marketplace certain fattening foods. Please, the whole point of this is very simple. There is no pressing national security, public health problem associated with people selling bread. There is no pressing national health reason for intervening with any food substance that in and of itself is not toxic to you and is not fraudulently advertised. If someone wants to go and consume a large quantity of donuts and not know the calories, they should be free to do so. If a restaurant wants to sell them very fattening foods and not reveal the calories, so what?
Mm-hmm.
If you are calorie conscious, you will avoid fattening foods. If you are not calorie conscious, you will not care and you'll eat the fattening foods.
Well, Jonathan,
this is a matter of freedom of choice.
Absolutely.
If you can't control what you eat, if you don't have the freedom to choose what to eat, then you really don't have freedom at all.
Jonathan, another irony of this is that the federal government doesn't even know what is fattening and what isn't, because they're still under the perception that fat causes you to get fat, as opposed to, you know, the refined carbohydrates. And as
well,
I
they're still about, under the erroneous conception that cholesterol in eggs equates with cholesterol
exactly.
in the body, or that sugar in foods equals diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
These are all mistaken conceptions about physiology that have been so
why would
regularly
we ever
rejected.
Fall prey to this idea that the feds actually know what's healthy for us, when they've promoted an agenda with the Food and Drug Administration that, you know, the drugs that they approve as safe and effective are the third leading cause of death. I mean,
well, look how far they went during the Obama administration with Michelle Obama's school lunch program mm-hmm. initiative. They had people going into the schools to check to see when parents would give them a sack lunch instead of eating at the school menu, that whether the sack lunch was adequately balanced and included elements from the food groups. This is outrageous, tyrannical efforts by highly paternalistic, far-left people to control what others do in their lives. Look, when it comes to food, unless you're talking about depriving children of food and causing them to starve,
mm-hmm.
parental choice of what to eat is the order of the day. We have to be a free country. We have to be free in what we choose to eat.
Yes, yes.
When it comes to health issues, sure, you can talk until you're blue in the face about what is good to consume and what's healthy and all that. I'm all for that freedom of speech. But when someone says, I don't want to do that, I want to have a hot dog and French fries and vegetables. Well, my goodness, are we going to say, the federal government say, okay, well, one is filled with calories and might cause you to have an increase in your cholesterol levels. The other one is perhaps better for you. You have to choose one that's better for you. We're going to have Bloomberg sit there as
right.
the national food czar, telling everyone, don't put that in your mouth. I have to check it first. Oh, gee, put your fork down. Choose that other item on your dish. I don't like that. I don't like Brussels sprouts. Eat the Brussels sprouts. I mean, come on.
We don't. Right. How about a separation of food and state at this point?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We want a separation of food and state. We also want the government to stop breathing down the backs of fat people. It's hard to breathe down the backs of fat people. There's a lot to breathe. But just leave them alone.
So
I mean,
rude.
Look. People want, if they want to eat and be fat, that's a part of their freedom. If they want to take on the risk that they'll die at 56 mm-hmm. instead of at 75,
yes,
that's all right. Let them do it. That's their choice.
Well,
we can tell them we wish them well. We hope we wish that you could eat differently and so forth. You can say that all you want, but in the end, it's a freedom of an individual's choice to decide what they want to eat.
We're here for you when you're ready to eat better, but it's not because the government has told us that, because the information that they have is erroneous or very often purchased by global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state, except their bottom line, which would be okay in a free market, but not when they own, let's say, the government regulators, and then they put out the regulations based on who gave the most money to the politicians or somehow supported those in the oligarchy and gave them cushy jobs when they left.
That's right. There's always a political... You put government in the role of dictating what is on the plate or what the regulatory structure is for communicating information about food,
mm-hmm.
and what you end up with is a bias system that protects certain company leaders in the food industry over new entrants, and you create an anti-competitive regime that in the end does not advance at all any public health agenda, but advances the interests of those who have control over the system.
Yes.
And that's
yes.
the way it is. That's the legacy of the regulatory state.
Well,
and that's what they want to do. They want power.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to eliminate the problem. Eliminating the problem would end their power. They want the problem to persist.
Correct.
And they want to have the ability to dictate to people what to do.
Yeah, and I've argued that the biotech industry, you know, you can make some arguments that, hey, it's good that you could scientifically inquire, endeavor, and look and see, hey, could we do some good things here? But in terms of the marketplace for GMOs, that was a completely artificially created marketplace. Nobody that I know of that I've ever met clamored for GMO food, right? And now people want to have a little bit more control over the quality of their food, maybe pesticide-free foods, and the government sides with industry that has, again, purchased influence. Now, on the nuancing of this argument, because I love what Trump is doing in terms of deregulation, although I want him to move further in tackling Scott Gottlieb. We've talked about his attempts to regulate or over- over-regulate, hyper-regulate homeopathic medicine, which is basically a benign medicine that's not harming anyone. But we've discussed, you know, I have genuine concerns about people on opioid addiction, right, which by and large has occurred because the FDA approved it based on faulty science promoted by the companies themselves. The FDA says, sure, that sounds good for us. Now we're dealing with that crisis and looking for other options. You and I, we've talked about CBD as a non-psychoactive option. Recently, they've kind of reared their ugly heads on the issue of kratom, a plant from Asia. And they're saying now, oh, that's an opioid because it impacts the opioid receptors. Now, there's a distinction and difference that needs to be acknowledged here, and I've been reading the science on this, and it seems like the FDA is pushing hard against a viable option for people that is actually safer than even the drugs like the opioids that they use, like what are some of those ones, methadone or other things that they use that are not working as well as I think they should, and people are safely using a botanical as a supplement. And Gottlieb has suddenly come out and said, oh, no, that's an opioid, but it's not causing anybody to actually die of, for instance, cessation of breathing like a real dangerous opioid can do.
Well, I think that the issue really is complicated, and I think that what they've done is they've tried to just use a broad brush to condemn the thing outright, and that's not the way to go. If you're going to profess that you're acting in accordance with science, well, let's see good science. Let's see that in point of fact you have studied the thing and you've determined that at every dose level it creates a risk, or if it doesn't at every dose level, which is most likely the case, then at what dose level and in what form does it create a risk, and then precisely what is the risk, and then full information to the public is the critical factor. And when people sell at a dose level and in a form that actually does cause a risk to public health, well, then you can prosecute them.
Exactly.
But to create this environment of hysteria where you're saying that in every single instance, this substance per se is anathema to the public health, that's not scientific and that's not rational decision making, that's politics. And what we need to do is to curb that. The FDA is rank because it's a steeped in politics. Politics rules. Science is used as a justification for political outcomes at the FDA, not the other way around. Science does not lead at the FDA. Science follows politics.
Right.
That's the way it's been forever, and that's the way it always will be. So the future of the FDA should be, if you want freedom in this country, a short-lived one. But unfortunately, there's such a huge economic and political series of vested stakes in that institution that it is very, very hard to get it to roll back regulation.
Right.
And so here you have someone who is...
Jonathan, stand by. We're up on a break here. I want to talk more about this issue because Jonathan E. Mord has more insight into what this FDA is all about in reality and should you trust it when they make a pronouncement. I'm going to ask him about that, and then we're going to talk uranium, Clinton, and Russia after that as well. Stick with us. We got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So, Jonathan Eborn, my friend, if I'm to read, like, the latest FDA pronouncement, I mentioned kratom, but before that we talked homeopathy. My inclination, now it might not have been this way before we met, before I knew what I know today, but my inclination, if the FDA makes a pronouncement, I'm immediately suspicious and I do not accept what they write and say at face value. Am I being paranoid or should I just accept their pronouncements?
No, you're doing what the Founding Fathers would have expected of an American citizen, which is to say that no action of government would ever go by at face value, but would always be scrutinized and questioned as to what the real purpose and necessity of the action is, whether or not it comports with the Constitution, and whether or not it is something that is an overreach. And in this instance, it appears to be an overreach. The real question is, what is the appropriate response to what is likely a subset of the universe on this issue that is creating a problem? The way a government operates and the bureaucracy operates quite regularly is to take single instances of abuse and use that as a justification to shut down entire markets. And I have no doubt that there are abuses out there related to kratom. And I have no doubt there are probably some sort of health risks associated with it. And I am also of the opinion that it doesn't characterize the entire universe of the substance. It's like the Ephedra situation.
Right.
I mean, I represented a party in that Ephedra situation that had a 10 milligram Ephedra product that under testing was not shown to provide any change in the cardiovascular profile of anybody and was yet was helpful to people in weight loss. And the FDA banned ephedra at every dose level, even though it only had evidence doses of higher than 20 milligrams per day of any elevation in blood pressure, change in heart rate, etc. And only at much higher doses did it have evidence of significant adverse effects. So at the district court level, we won because the court said, yeah, you don't have any science to prove that there is a likelihood of illness or injury associated with the sale of this product at 10 milligrams. And then at the Court of Appeals level, with this enormous reaction from the FDA, the commissioner, and Congress, oh, my goodness, Emor's decision is going to mean the end of Western civilization. Ephedra is back on the market. Oh, no, 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 no. Then the Court of Appeals really just deferred, and the FDA got a reversal of the district court's decision, which was the district court's decision was right on. That judge really knew her science. She was brilliant. She went through all the details and understood quite well. You have no proof to support the notion that a 10-milligram ephedrine dietary supplement causes any injury to anybody. And yet they banned the whole thing. Now, if you apply the same rationale to anything else, you could ban all selenium.
Anything, yes.
You could ban water.
Yep.
I mean, everything at some dose level creates an issue. And the same is undoubtedly true with kratom. But to ban it outright because you say there's you're not going to allow any use of it whatsoever on a mm-hmm. political charge is just outrageous.
Yeah.
It's outrageous.
Jonathan, I want to bring up the example because, you know, I have some friends that have a couple of stores in the Orlando area that do sell kratom. They have like a little bar where people come up and they can order some kratom tea. And I've been there. I've had a little bit. I mean, I'm looking at this business. If they were serving deadly quantities of anything, they would be out of business yesterday. I mean, it just hasn't happened, and they've had this for years. So, again, perspective is in order. If you know how to work with something at the level like ephedra is a great example, you have an incredible ability to use a botanical or an ingredient that I say the Creator gave us for healthful purposes. Read the Bible. These things are there in the sense of botanical medicine. But yet the federal authorities, if you can call them that, are literally wiping out the freedom, the ability to even choose that as an option.
Well, they have this notice what they're doing. I mean, they have this political direction from Congress and from the White House to the FDA commissioner mm-hmm. to clamp down on opioid abuse.
Right.
Opioid abuse is running rampant around the country. Clamp down on it. So what yeah. do? They do the same thing that they did with pseudoephedrine at the DEA, which is artificially create some sort of enemy mm-hmm. among all those that sell opioids. So
right.
they say, oh, certain opioid products are bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then they say, oh, here's one. We can get plus points on kratom if we take that down. It's brand new in the market. We'll just cut it out of the market. We'll say to Congress, look, we took out a substance that's opioid-like, and
yeah.
we got rid of it.
Right.
Well, you know, these are political decisions. Now,
well,
when
hold
it comes
on, we're up
to
against
the real
the break.
Offenders.
Yes, we're up against the break. The DEA, what are they going to do with this information? We'll talk about that. Then we will, I promise, to transition into the uranium scandal of the Clinton Foundation and who really did Russia want to be president. And we'll talk about that with Jonathan Emord. Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour continues right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
If you ever miss a show, the archives are available to you at our home and broadcast radio syndication, GCN, GCNlive.com, available as well on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio. Hello to our friends in Great Britain listening, and with your love of liberty and health freedom, we're here for you too. And, of course, SoundCloud, and occasionally when we do 5 out of 6 days of the week on YouTube. So, Jonathan, we were just wrapping up our discussion on, you know, we didn't even get to the term anti-competitive, but I mean the abject targeting for destruction of markets, freedom to choose options at safe levels even.
Well, What happens is it becomes so transparent, and I can give you two very good examples, one happening now with the opioid situation. So rather than the primary sources of opioids are physician practices and hospitals that are using opioids in association with surgical procedures or in other procedures, the primary support source of all that is the pharmaceutical industry. So rather than take any action that would affect the markets of the pharmaceutical giants,
right,
they look at these outliers and they punch holes in those, and then they go back to Congress and say, look, we're really taking action fighting. It's a joke.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it comes to pseudoephedrine, the DEA, Michelle Leonhardt, who is the director there, goes to Congress and says, see, we're reducing the amount of pseudoephedrine which could be used to make methamphetamine in the marketplace. What do? They protected from any harm the traditional pharmacies, even though all these pharmacies were suffering from thefts of their pseudoephedrine that was being used, diverted into the methamphetamine trade. And then they go after instead, regardless of whether there's any proof of diversion, all the convenience stores that sold cough remedies. And I said, see, we cracked down and reduced the amount of that available. But they did nothing to change the actual incidence of methamphetamine abuse. Nothing. Because it was just a political vehicle to say we're doing something without offending their core constituencies.
Very well said, so, yes.
Anyway, it is politics, and it reeks, and it's abuse, and it's disgusting.
Yeah, it's a
and
sick
that's
joke
the
on the American people that are genuinely hurting and need options, not fewer.
And you're hurting all these people who are involved in these industries, and you're condemning them, and you're defaming them, and you're destroying their reputations across the country. And they do that in the name of, oh, we're protecting the public. And in the end, the opioid abuse continues. The major sources of opioids continue to be pumped into the hospitals, into the patients, and they get market protection from industry entrants.
Jonathan,
and the same was true with the pseudoephedrine.
I believe that Trump really, really wants to solve this opioid crisis and sincerely wants to. I don't know, again, who's advising him on this. Even if he's aware of some of these maneuvers like FDA Scott Gottlieb, we've talked about it. And, you know, because I know that you and I and others like us, we know what can be done that would actually work, that wouldn't be political theater, wouldn't be a sick joke on the American people. But I would urge all of you listening, if you have pathways into the Trump administration, to communicate this. We do have an ally there in this regard. But, you know, he might not be getting all the information. He's got some bad actors within there that are still part of that, if we call it a deep state at this point, it's right out front with FDA, the oligarchy.
Yeah, I agree with you.
So let's transition now. The issue, when we talk about the political divide, the left that has a deranged hatred of Donald Trump, thinking, my gosh, he's involved in the Russian conspiracy. It turns out all the Russian conspiracy is pointing back to the Clinton and even maybe the Obama administration awareness of, for instance, the Uranium One scandal, and how Putin would much rather have had a political player like Hillary, who is out for herself because she's willing to sell out her country, then a guy like Trump, who's America first, who says, no, this is about protecting our country and our interests first.
Yeah, I think Russia wants to destabilize our democracy, wants people to turn on it, wants to see internal insurrection, wants civil war in the United States, and that will enable them to advance their international interests with the United States as handicapped because it can't unite its people to oppose a common foe because internally it's at war with itself. And they've done rather well without actually even affecting the outcome of the elections just by the threat of doing so, and they've endeavored to hack into the electoral systems in the United States so as to affect outcomes. They haven't succeeded, but they have succeeded in their propaganda war within the United States during campaigns, even though proof of the success of that has not happened. But what they've caused, which is much to their great advantage, is a civil war within the Congress of the United States, where you've got liberal Democrats trying to take down Donald Trump, even though they are using extra constitutional arguments and means to do it. And you have a destruction, you know, that they're attempting to bring about. All the while, the real horror is, the Manchurian candidate is, the Obama administration and Hillary Clinton, where this Uranium One deal, where the uranium reserves of the United States were essentially in large measure turned over to a Russian consortium that is under the direct control of the Russian government, takes place with a massive contribution by that consortium to the Clinton Foundation, with Hillary Clinton facilitating it as while she's Secretary of State, and Bill Clinton profiting from it, and Obama allowing it, even though he's cognizant of the details, even though this is an outrageous sale of America's national security in exchange for money to the Clinton Foundation. And this shows the hypocrisy writ large of those accusing Donald Trump of essentially being complicit with the Russians and shit flipping the election. It's exactly what they were doing, right?
Sure.
This is the old game of disinformation. This is the art that they've achieved, which is a black art, of causing the party that is innocent of the wrongdoing to be presumed to be guilty of the wrongdoing, all the while you yourself are heavily involved in the wrongdoing. And that's what, you know, Obama, out of government, has tried to cause Trump to suffer from this. All of the liberal Democrats leading in the House and the Senate have made it their mantra, and Hillary Clinton endeavored during the campaign to make it a mantra. And in point of fact, when we uncover this stuff, as the FBI is now doing and as Congress is now doing, it points back to the sale of the government, where Hillary Clinton, as Secretary of State, is using the power of her office to benefit her own family, her Bill Clinton, who uses a private server illegally for all of her communications so as not to make it available through Freedom of Information Act to the public. When she has classified information communicated over BlackBerries and to her private server, and yet is never held to account. Getting worse, we have this FBI scandal now, where people with avowed direct bias against the President of the United States, interested in, quote-unquote, saving the country from Donald Trump by taking him out one way or another with impeachment prospects, work in tandem with the Clinton campaign and with this British spy who depends upon information that is largely from the campaign sources.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
Agents.
This brings up the FISA court scandal. You know, we were talking off the air about this, that 99.7% of all FISA requests for monitoring even American interaction with overseas communications, you know, basically a rubber stamp. This is, you know, the danger that we've been warned about, that you give government this power to spy on its own people. It's going to do it, and it's going to be used politically against its enemies.
That's right. This is when, you know, again, we were talking earlier about government creating, using a real problem as a justification for a system writ large that actually violates our liberties. In this case, there's no question that terrorism is a problem, that intelligence gathering is necessary to identify terrorists and prosecute them. But domestically, we have a constitution, and that constitution requires within this country that we follow the law and that we use judicial process. And what they did was they created, through the Patriot Act and through other legislation, a separate secret court that would hear from the prosecutor only evidence allegedly justifying wiretapping and surveillance, surreptitious surveillance of citizens of the United States, and in this instance, Donald Trump's campaign advisor. And when it comes to this, we find, as you pointed out in our call before, that over 98% of these warrants are granted. There's no apparent detailed scrutiny of the justifications, as we see when they relied on this bogus dossier and got a warrant principally based on this bogus dossier. And there's no challenge to it from the outside that is serious. So as a result, you've got the government engaging in surveillance of people, and in this instance, it being abused for political reasons. And this is a dire threat to our country. It is worse than Watergate. It is a situation where you have the actual FBI
mm-hmm.
involved in an effort to deny a person the right to be president of the United States through a hokey, trumped-up set of accusations, and even going to the point of, look, creating a special prosecutor, having the special prosecutor take out former administration officials and get them to plead guilty to information based on the threat of further prosecution. So you have this tyrannical regime operating in the deep state that is trying to erode away one way or another. And notice that these people who are prosecuted so far, not a one of them has anything that they're being prosecuted on that concerns this purported Russian collusion that was the foundation for the creation of the independent counsel, the special prosecutor, I mean.
Well, exactly, so, yeah.
I mean, this is abuse. And this is politics writ large. This is McCarthyite type of stuff where you've got false accusations leading the headlines and evidence supportive of it not there, people being defamed and ruined. And the FBI, though, this is the difference. The government of the United States in its intelligence services backing the effort.
Yeah,
using official process to take down the enemies of the opposition party.
Listen, our founding fathers knew that putting too much power in the hands of the central government, federal government, would be a disaster. And they wrote a constitution after the Declaration of Independence to constrain that government, that it wouldn't go beyond those bounds. But, of course, it takes the people willing to stand up to stop it. People like Jonathan Ebord, a modern-day founding father. We've got one more segment here. We'll talk about Trump's attacks on the press and how they want to make it somehow a federal crime to do that. Wow, calling them fake news, you're going to go to jail for that? We'll talk about it with Jonathan Ebord after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling
everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Always a great time with Jonathan Emord here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. Remember, you can find more about Jonathan, links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You can go to Emord, EMORD.com, including his great seminal book, The Rise of Tyranny, and many others and articles that he writes. And whenever we can, we like to include them here. And Jonathan, you know, you're a part of the press, right? I think when we talk about a First Amendment, that means anybody and everybody having the freedom to communicate, to share their opinions, perspectives. And of course, Donald Trump has raised it to a beautiful art form, calling out the press when they are basically, bias is an understatement, and the concept of fake news, although it's not new in terms of a president calling out the press when they're, you know, bringing up phony bias stories, or, you know, to the point where you can't tell what's real and what isn't anymore, which might be part of their game. That some of the Democrats just can't stand it, can't handle it, and are saying, my gosh, we've got to reel this thing in. Maybe we should pass a law to make it a federal crime to intimidate journalists. I mean, what is this all about?
Yeah, this is outrageous. This is from a body of people that have no understanding of the core values of the First Amendment, of the purpose of the First Amendment, and of the checking value of the First Amendment. Here's the thing. The President of the United States can have an opinion. He can have an opinion that he condemns the press. He can say, as President of the United States or as a common citizen of the United States, anything he wants derogatory of the press. What he cannot do is use the power of the presidency in the form of legal action to arrest the right of the press to communicate its own criticisms and views and even false information. Because so long as there is a wide open, robust opportunity to debate facts and law, that is a part of parcel of a free press, and it was intended to be protected from the government by the Founding Fathers. But the Founding Fathers didn't intend the President of the United States to have no voice when he became President of the United States. The President of the United States has a voice. He has a First Amendment right just as any other citizen. If he wants to call news fake news, he can call news fake news. And whether it is or is not fake news is a subject of appropriate debate. And as is typical of the extreme left on the college campuses, where they're barking down, screaming down any who communicate a viewpoint they dislike, not allowing that viewpoint to be expressed. Now they want to bring it to Washington and have a law passed that would be a censorship law that would apply uniquely to the President of the United States and would say to the President of the United States, by at least a chilling effect, that if you say something that intimidates the press, you can be held liable for that. Well, what utter nonsense. First of all, what power does Congress have to gag the President of the United States in his communication of his views? There's no constitutional power that enables the Congress of the United States to pass legislation to affect that end. And to the contrary, it violates the separation of powers. The president is entitled to the autonomous operation of the presidency, to his own views, and if he finds anything wrong with society that he wishes to communicate his views, he can do that. Now, it's quite another thing about taking action.
Sure.
So he can say that the New York Times is a pile of rubbish and that it ought to go out of business, and I hope it does, and I don't like, you know, if he says those things, he can say whatever he wants.
Well, but as long as he doesn't use the power of the executive branch to put them out of business and jail them, right? But to your point, Congress can't do the same thing to the president or anybody that the president can't do.
Look at these idiots in Congress who are constantly making false statements or communicating information that's not true about his purported association with Russians, which does not exist. There's never been a shred of evidence to support the conclusion that Donald Trump in any way attempted to affect a change in the election by some collusion with the Russians. Yet they make that as a statement as if it's a fait accompli. They condemn him for it even though they haven't proven it. And there's all that abuse of communication. Well, that's their right. They have a right to do that. They have a right to communicate false information about politics. That's part of our open, wide open, robust debate environment. Mm-hmm. We have a right to call it out.
But this is the natural extension of a fascistic approach on the left to suppress speech
Once you get government, as we learned from the Fairness Doctrine example, which is a violation of the First Amendment, once you get the government into the business of dictating what is and what is not fair communication on issues, you end up with censorship and political decision-making as to what is fair.
Yeah.
And you can't have that in a free country. So it's fundamental that we deny the government the power to do that. And this is an effort to thwart the First Amendment, as is oftentimes the case, riding on a popular notion that Donald Trump ought to be gagged because he doesn't like the press. Well, utter nonsense.
Listen, we're out of time, Jonathan. Always great to have you on for the Sacred Fire of Liberty. Appreciate you so much. Next hour, we got Forrest Moretti. We're going to talk about heavy metals, bacteria causing the crooked face scenario in relation to vaccines. But in the meantime, thank you, Jonathan. Remember, folks, the power to heal, even politically, is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I'm Chris Walton. I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad is it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So, guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.